Proclamation number 6271, dated the May 31st, 1955. Calm before the storm. For armed fighters. Keep yourselves ready so that I will find an army of prepared fighters when I lead you into battle. Don't let yourselves be deceived by the apparent peacefulness around you, by the fact that global affairs seem to calm down, and don't let this make you become half-hearted in your spiritual striving. Don't think that my intervention will be delayed, that there will still be a long postponement of that which I always and forever announced to you. It is the calm before the storm. It is the time in which all people are still able to take stock of themselves, in which they should also withdraw into solitude and not solely pay homage to the pleasures of the world and thoughtlessly live from day to day. It is still a time of grace which I grant to all people so that they won't be able to say that they, in their constant worry and physical anxiety, have had no opportunity to take care of their spiritual well-being. Yet my faithful followers should not let themselves be deceived and consider the time of peace as the calm before the storm. For it will only be of short duration, and suddenly everything will change, and then it will be too late for many people because they didn't make use of the short period of grace in order to gather strength for the impending time. My own, however, shall prepare themselves. For the battle will be severe, which will be waged for the sake of my name. And it will also require much strength in order to do justice to all the other demands. For this you should also gather strength, which you will only be able to do by keeping in continuous contact with the spiritual kingdom, by constantly working at improving your soul, by turning your thoughts away from the world and by penetrating the spiritual spheres ever more, whose inhabitants are always at your service on my instructions. Every spiritually directed thought will be blessed, and just like the earthly world is incessantly active by pursuing earthly interests, so will the spiritual world work and help to build up the kingdom which is not of this world. It will not be so evident to you humans, but my own will be full of strength as soon as their thoughts apply to me and their spiritual activity. This is why my own will also be noticeably guided, so that they will not tire in their striving, so that they will not interrupt their contact with me, so that the world will not hold them captive when there is risk of getting weak. For my adversary is exceedingly diligently at work because he believes that the time is in his favor. And so it is, for people greatly hunger for the world, and my adversary will satisfy this in an obvious way. He will give to people whatever he has to offer, and they don't realize how dangerous an earthly life of luxury and earthly pleasures are for their salvation of soul. However, the forces of light are just as diligently active. It is just that they don't find access with many people where my adversary has already found his way in. But my own will feel the increased working of the world of light and be happy when the time comes that I will need them. And then I will make sure that the flock of my own will not become smaller. I will always be present with them so that their love and loyalty for me will constantly grow, so that they will be willing to make sacrifices and do whatever it takes to be of service to me and to live in accordance with my will, so that they will fearlessly take up the battle when it matters to prevail over the enemy when the time has come. Amen.